Hello, hello, everybody. Thank you once again for joining me on the Speak Life Now radio show. I am your host, Dr. Lisa Speak Life Borrell. Thank you all so much for joining me today. I'm recording today. I'm in the Outer Banks of North Carolina at the beach. And this is Resurrection Weekend, Holy Week. We just went through Holy Week. Good Friday was yesterday. We have Resurrection Sunday tomorrow. And I decided to go ahead and sit down and record. But let's go into prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity, for this amazing opportunity to speak to your precious people. Thank you for ever listening today. Thank you today will be encouraged and motivated. Use me for your glory. Hallelujah. And I thank you in advance for all the testimonies that's going to come forth in your precious, precious, precious name, Jesus. So last weekend, I was asked to speak at an Impact. It's called Impact Symposium. And one of the things they wanted me to speak on, the subject matter was overcoming the fear of being impactful. Now, impactful, if you look it up, look up the definition. I'm just going from memory right now because I don't have my notes with me, but I just feel like it's time for me to record. One thing about being impactful, it has to be measurable. I work in the corporate, in the corporate setting, and I've been doing this now for many of my jobs. We had to do SMART goals. They had to be specific, measurable, attainable, reliable, reachable, and timely. And so we had to put in what we wanted to do, when we was going to do it by, and the results. And if we didn't fulfill that goal, we will add that goal to the next quarter. This is something I do every year. So I have the goals. If I don't achieve it in the first quarter, I take that one down and move it to the second quarter because it has to be done before the end of the year. So it has to be timely. It has to be measurable. So to be impactful in anything that you do, it should be measurable. You say, okay, I'm doing these things. I'm really reaching my community. I'm doing this well. How are you measuring it? If you have things in your home that you want to do, how are you measuring it? Let's say even if you want to lose weight, am I journaling my food to see which foods is not good for this body? You know, a lot of times it's, you know, maybe it's the weight loss, but really if the weight loss is not translating into your blood work, maybe still something is off. And that's what I've been dealing with. Like, okay, my son said, well, are you journaling? And then he'll tell me what time I should eat. I'm still working on that because I haven't got that yet because the timeline is a little bit more difficult for me. But I know I eventually will be able to do it. But I have to be able to measure my results. But I have to have a plan, right? So I want to bring that out first about to be impactful, you should be able to measure it, number one. So when I talked about how to overcome fear to be impactful, so we know what impactful is, but we know the part about fear. And fear will keep you in a paralyzed state. It will keep you standing still because you don't even want to move. Like if somebody come and scare you, now it depends on the person. Like somebody scare me, I'm going to scream and holler. And I have just like been paralyzed one time. Oh my God. One time I was at a convenience store. And now I know to lock my doors, even though when I'm sitting in the vehicle. And I might have shared this before. And this man came to the passenger side and tried to get in. We opened the door up to get in the car. And I just started screaming at the top of my lungs. Ah! Hands shaking and everything. I was paralyzed in space, but I was like, ah! And his wife was looking at him from the other vehicle, just looked the same color as mine, looking at him like, man, you're in the wrong vehicle. And he got out. It scared him too. But it just paralyzed me. So what is fear doing? It can keep you stagnant. It keep you in a place where you're not even moving, right? Because of fear. And the one scripture that has always helped me through this has been John 4:18, perfect love casts out fear. And it's not I've said this so many times before. I did a whole series about love, the power of love, right? It's years back. You can go back and listen to it. Because it's years back. And is God's perfect love. And I asked this question to the people that in the breakout session. Do you believe God is perfect? Yes. Do you believe that God's love is perfect? Yes. Do you believe that God loves you? Yes. So, if it's perfect, his love is perfect for you. If he tells you to do a thing, just do it. Do it past your fear. Now, even when I don't have the scriptures written down, like I said, I'm just going from memory. When Jesus was walking on the water, why only one person got out the boat? And some of you might say, yeah, but he started to sink. Well, but Jesus was right there, right? And he only started to sink because of what? He started to look at the circumstance. He started looking at his atmosphere. He started looking at, oh my God, it's storming out here. But even though it was storming, even though it was chaotic, even though the winds were blowing, Jesus was right there and helped him and kept him from drowning. So are you the one in your family that's going to step out the boat? Are you the one in your history, and your lineage, your legacy going to step out that boat? Or who can you look back in your family and say, oh my gosh, they stepped out of the boat. Or who can you look at, and maybe somebody, a mentor you have, and like, oh, they stepped out of the boat. Who is that person that you say, okay, how did they become successful? We all need mentors. We all need someone to show us the way. But until then, if God tell you to do it, the Holy Spirit is our lead and our guide, correct? So we're going to follow him, and he's going to bring in what's necessary. Even if you start small, big, however you start the way he tells you to start. And I'm not telling you things that I haven't had to face fears on, but that's the scripture that kept me through it all. When I became, during 2020, 2021, when the vice president of the company reached out to me that I work with now, and said, hey, we want you to be the director of sales. Now, I'm thinking, fear came and gripped me. First of all, the whole vaccination thing. I knew I was supposed to get a vaccination, didn't want to get it to get back to work. But the main thing was, I didn't think I could do it. I thought that I wasn't the right candidate. I thought because I had been doing the social market for so long, and the church market, family reunions, you know, all that kind of stuff, class reunions, all those types of things, that was pretty much my niche. And I didn't think that I was the right candidate. I didn't think that, this is what I want y'all to keep hearing me say, I didn't think I was that one. But the thing with it is, the one of the owners of the VP of the company gonna reach out to me and say, we want you to have the, I didn't have to apply for it. They had already been watching me over the years and saw what I had did in the market that I was working in. They said, you could do the job. We want you to do it. And I had to pull on the scripture. I said, okay, Lord. Because I wanted to do it on the inside, but as soon as I was faced with it, fear hit me. You ain't good enough. They ain't going to receive you. You're not going to be able to make these goals. Been making goals ever since then. And the only time we didn't make it is when we was under renovation for a 6-month period. And when was that? So I got promoted in April of 21, I believe. Or 22, I'm not sure of the day. I think it was 21 because I went back to work part time. Okay, 2020, yeah, 2020. Yeah, 20, I'm not sure, y'all, of the year. But we've only missed goal during the time when we was under renovations. And we've done way more. When I say way more, I mean way more than ever before, record-breaking numbers. Because I just attribute that to the Holy Spirit. I attribute that to the Lord. I attribute it to God that these things are happening. But I had to step out because I wanted it, but I was afraid. And fear tried to keep me paralyzed and comfortable in the position I was in because it was had become easy for me. But whenever something makes you feel comfortable, it's not the Holy Spirit, because Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. So the Holy Spirit is what we have. That's where our comfort comes from. Not a job, not a person, not a place, not a thing. That's where the comfort comes from. So every time you put you in your comfort zone and you don't put something else in the place of God, only God should comfort you, right? When you don't made that your way of comfort versus him is what I'm trying to say. So that incident happened. Then, you know, when I told y'all about the book and I wrote All or Nothing, and then once it got written and everything was in the book, I got nervous. And even though I had been paying on it and the publishing, and but I fear gripped me. It was like, oh, some people knew my story, but now everybody gonna know. And then fear gripped me. But I know God told me to write the book. I know he told me to. And it had been prophesied to me so many years previously from different people over and over. Some people just would send me messages. When you gonna write that book? I had never met them before. And they would say it. When you gonna write that book? So like I was saying, so many people would call and they would text and they would inbox me and things like that and just ask me to write the book. But the whole time, I was still dealing with, okay, I don't have enough time. And then when I got enough time and I wrote it, like I said, and I was paying on it, I was still extremely nervous about getting it published. And then I told y'all this before. Someone said, when are you going to get your book published? And I said, well, I still owe such and such dollars on the publishing to get it. They said to me, I didn't ask you what you owe. I'm asking you, when are you going to get it done? When are you going to get it published? How much you need? And when I told them the amount, they immediately sent me the money. And so I'm saying that because God made a way past my fears. His love was perfect for me. And he needed that book to be published because he knew that it was going to help many, many people. It was going to help many women and men, I believe. So it was still up to me to move forward and publish the book. And after every obstacle that I thought was an obstacle showed up, it showed me that I had no excuses, right? So the book was published, All or Nothing. So after it was published, then I had to deal with some people like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know, which I knew a lot of people wasn't going to know because a lot of it was so secret. And then some people was like, oh, you put too much in there. You should have never told all of that. Well, actually, I didn't tell it all. But I had to face the fear, move forward, and do what God told me to do. Because his love for me is, was, and will forever be perfect. So that's how you overcome fear. To be successful, be impactful in your community. Okay, let me talk to this one right here. So, well, on my job, we have a community leaders event every year. The first one was in 2016. And now we lost 2 years. We lost 2020 and 2021. But we've been doing them ever since. At first, you know, the previous, my previous GM, I had to go in and sell them because they told me to do it. So I did it. Then each year, because of the cost of the event, they were like, I had to go in and sell it to them every time. And I had to face that fear of rejection. Like, oh, they're going to let me have it. Will they let me have it? Now, we coming up this year, we're already going to have attendees, 490 to 500 people. It's already full because all the honorees, all the people that book with us, these are the invitees. These are the people that have that invite to come because they're booking with us. or they're being honored by the Hilton for their community work and the things that they're doing in their community impact, being a community hero. Now, I can measure the impact. So I could measure it back then if I was asked, but after 2023, I was asked to show a return on investment. And I just typed up everything. It was so many pages of what the impact was financially for the organization, for the company that I work for. And once my regional looked at it, she was like, wow, I don't need to see anything else because I'm already seeing the impact, the financial impact by just giving to the community, because it's a big thank you. You give to, I say it all the time, you take care of your community will take care of you. If I was nervous about being in front of a group of people, I'm no longer nervous because I know God is with me when I come up on stage. God is with me as soon as I take the microphone. It's all, he's in charge. It's totally him in charge after that. But now there's impact. And now every year, you know, it gets bigger and bigger. Every year, more people want to be there. How do I get invited? They want to be there. But every year, we book even more and more. We're booked up for this year pretty much every weekend on the catering side, every weekend for on the room side, too, on what we can book and for my department. And during the week, it's just been amazing. We made first quarter already this year, and I thank God for that. It's just continuing. It continues. Once I stepped out, like I said earlier, once I just listened to God and did what he told me to do, because it's really not about me and it's not about you. It's about the people that's going to be impacted. It's about the people that you're going to reach. You don't know who you're touching, but when you don't know who's wrapped up in your yes. You don't know. You just say, "What, Lord, what you want me to do? I will go, right? I will do it." And then when the time comes, you're like, oh, like I told y'all before, the Lord said to me, didn't you say you was going to finish the book if you had the time? And then I had all those months off doing because of the pandemic. And the Lord said to me, don't waste this time that he had given me. I got it done. He made a way for me to pay for it and all. Y'all remember the money we was getting back then? And then he had somebody come at the end and pay it all off. I haven't earned a whole lot of money from the book yet, but it is a ministry tool. So I have the book and I give it. I'm constantly sowing seeds. When he tell me to give it and I have it available, I give it. Because I'm constantly sowing seeds, y'all. But what if I didn't have the book to give? I've had so many people that reach out to me that have read the book, not purchased the book, but they read it. I'm calling in the people that's going to buy the book off of Amazon or Barnes & Noble. You can go ahead and buy it. But those that have read it and how it has helped them, I've heard multiple testimonies that they might have read the book, that somebody at their job had it, and they passed it on through everybody at the job and had no idea that I went through these things. And some of them told me that they were in it and was trying to get out. But what if I never had published the book? It wouldn't have gotten into the other hands. I gave it to one person, that gave it to another person, then I gave it to another person, then I gave it to another person. Then it hit the person's hand that needed to get out of domestic violence. See, that's the impact. That's the impact. I thought the impact for me was be all financial, but the impact is getting people out. Y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all hear me? Y'all hearing me? Just step out. Even with me doing this Speak Life Now radio show podcast, at first I was like, oh my God, is anybody going to listen? Well, it's everywhere. And I may not know who's listening, but every once in a while I meet someone, they'll be like, I've been listening to your podcast. I'm like, what? Or they'll inbox me. I'm listening to your podcast. Really? But what if I never did it? If I never did it, y'all wouldn't be listening to me right now, right? Y'all wouldn't be thinking about, okay, I'm going to do what God told me. I'm going to overcome this fear because his perfect love for me going to cast out any fear because I'm not going to be paralyzed. I'm not going to be the one sitting in the boat. I'm going to get out the boat because Jesus is there anyway, waiting for me to come on out. But who else is waiting for you? What little girl, what little boy is waiting on you that just need to see somebody doing what they might have had an idea of? I can do this. I think about my niece. Think about my niece, Amari Robinson. She has a podcast. She's 17 years old. But at the age of 5, she had an idea to do water bottle charms because she heard about Flint, Michigan and the water crisis. And she wanted to send money to Flint. So she found a way to create a charm for the soccer team so they would know which bottle of water was theirs. And then she sent the money, some of the money, over to Flint. Now she has Bet You Didn't Know podcast. Y'all check it out. Bet You Didn't Know, because she has a passion and she loves to talk about women and Black history, the things that they have done. Bet You Didn't Know who created this. Bet You Didn't Know, and it'd be a Black woman. So now she has a podcast. Then she got an app on the App Store because she's a software engineer already. And she has an app on there. It's called Bet You Didn't Know, an app that you can download that go along with what she's talking about on the podcast. Then she's an author. Now she's an author of the book that accompanies the podcast and the app. And her sister, they have a online business, amari.com. Have all the products. Talk about all her podcasts. Have all the products. That little Ari, she's 11, might be 12 now. I think she's 12. But she's been part of this. They've had this amari.com for a while. And Ari's the one that's making all the drawings and drawing the designs on the backpack and some of the materials and some of the puzzles. She has drawn them. And now they have it online. So that's what I'm saying to you guys. You know, just step out. Because now they have a business already. My niece is a software engineer already. She's a published author already. I mean, how many more people watching her? And that's an influence. She's already an influence for her sister and her brother. Her brother has a t-shirt line on amari.com. Said Bud said it. Come on, you guys. And we sitting back. Look, everything I'm telling you guys, and I told y'all this before. Most of the things that I have done, these are kids doing it. Most of the things I did was after the age of 50. 53 was the nonprofit. 54 was the internet radio. 55 was when I did the Speak Life Now Radio show. 56, I earned my PhD in Christian counseling. 57, I published All or Nothing. 58, I was promoted to field instructor of Landmark. But I had already been published. I was the director of sales. Then I got that promotion to be like the field instructor. And so many other things are happening after 60. Why wait? The My Health is My Wealth, Project Reach, all this stuff I'm still doing. And this year it's going to be amazing for Project Reach. My Health is My Wealth, because I'm going to focus on men of color health, their health in August. We have the Why Wait, Give Them Their Flowers Now, 5 years. It's going to be in May in New Kent, Virginia. All this stuff happened at the age of 50 and 60, you guys. Once I realized and said, hey, stop being in fear. Once I realized God's love is so perfect, why am I waiting on anything when he told me to do it? His love is perfect. What are you waiting on? When God told you he's going to send the finances. This year, for the Why Wait, Give Them Their Flowers Now, I had a sponsor that's covering the entire event. For years, I was paying out of my own pocket or using my income tax or whatever I could to use my finances or credit cards. But I stepped out and did what God told me to do. And then this year, he sent me help and continued to send me help. And there's impact being made. It's measurable. The women is being encouraged. They're getting exactly what they needed, even they didn't know they needed it. I get so many comments or feedback after each one of the while we give them their flowers now, what it did for them, how it encouraged them, how it motivated them, how it empowered them. And then the people that was watching, it empowered them to share or to nominate someone else. It's in you already. You've been given everything you need to move forward in the things you need to do. And I just wanted to come and share these things today and let you know I understand. I've experienced the fear. I've experienced these things that you're talking about. I've experienced not having the financial capabilities to do it. I've experienced not having the backing to do it. I've experienced not having the help. But now I have the help. And I have people that's there with me, that's helping me, and has been with me from the beginning, that's helping me. I shout out my sister right now that's always been a cheerleader for me and there for me. And anything that I try to do, I love my sister so much. She's always been constant, always been there. Everything I have need of, if it's in her power to do it, she does it. And I thank her, and I'm thanking her publicly today because, you know, everybody may not have that, but I do in my sis. We're there for each other, and I'm thankful for it. And whenever I get in doubt, or whenever I start, you know, feeling a certain way, she's like, come on, you can do it. You did it before. She helps me out. A lot of times she'll see things half full, and I might see it half empty. It's still a glass of water. It's how you're looking at it, right? Right. And to all of you over there, there's over 60. I've said it before. You're never too old. You're just well-seasoned. And that's the best food people can eat when it's well-seasoned. So go out there and use your knowledge. Use your wisdom. Go ahead and go forth in it. It's not too late. I don't care how old you are. You might be 80. It doesn't matter how old you are. If it's something that you feel like I still need, that might be why you're still here to do it. Go ahead and do it. As you go into this week, hallelujah, remember to speak life over yourself, to speak life over your family, speak life over your neighborhood. The key to it all is to speak life now. Continue to declare, Lord, continue to surprise me with your goodness the rest of my life. Share this podcast with someone. I believe it's going to push them or give them that little bit of ignitement they need to know that God's love is perfect. And perfect love casts out fear. There's no more fear. There's no more excuses. Get up. It's time to go. This is Dr. Lisa Speak Life. Talk to you all again real, real soon. Have an amazing day. I love y'all. Bye-bye.